Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Yeah, that's good. Good video. Good video. PT. PT. Donnie.
Welcome to the Look at Pete Show. I'm Pete Donaldson, joined by Mr. Luke Moore, and I am. I've got a rather funny throat because I put too much sriracha in my tuna salad.
Yeah, you shouldn't be eating tuna at work. That's number one.
No.
You also had your top off in the corridor earlier, which I wasn't expecting.
It's a bank holiday Monday. I don't care, mate.
This is Thursday's show.
It's bank holiday Thursday, mate. Yeah, exactly.
Every day's a bank holiday for you.
The problem with this...
You will not go to banks.
The problem with this building is that there are too many young women in the corridors that I can't take my top off. So on bank holiday Thursdays, I have to. To feel free in my body.
Is that you in the structural building meeting earlier? Listen. We'll get to that in a minute. The problem with this building is...
A, haunted. B, not me, not topless.
I can't take my top off.
C, sludge in the pipes.
I really want to talk about the environmental sustainability, of how it intersects with the architecture and how I can take my, I'm going to be honest, £5 Primark t-shirt off.
Just in the middle of Rude, I think it might be actually Topman or something, from back in the day when I was thinner, I am just loving the freedom when the building's a little bit more quiet. It feels like you've got a day off school, risky business. I feel like I'm in the building and I shouldn't be in the building and I'm having a naughty time.
What are you doing that's naughty specifically?
Stealing producer Charlie's sriracha and putting loads on it on my tuna salad.
Taking your shirt off and telling everyone who'll come past about your moles, which I did hear you do.
I did, yeah. Well. I've got
some new moles.
I've got some new moles and I was like, that's not good. That's never the word you want to hear.
But
I think there might be sunspots though.
In 15 years' time, you'll be outside a train station doing that.
I've got new moles. Pneumonia. I've got my top off.
Excuse me. I've got. It's all right, everyone. Peter, do you want to put your t-shirt back on?
Get back in.
Yeah.
We'll
go to the community centre now.
Be working in the Sue Rider shop around the corner.
Yeah.
And just volunteering. Volunteering, exactly. Yeah. And I'll just take my top off in dinner hour. Come on, Peter, back in. You've got board games to categorise.
Yeah.
Oh, have you been, Lucky Mo? It's a Luke and Pete show. It's just two lads talking in a room. Yeah.
What's been going on with you?
Oh, I watched a program last night about an NFL player and an invisible girlfriend.
Oh, yeah. It's supposed to be good. Netflix.
It's really good.
It's called Untold?
Yes. I believe it's a Players Tribune joint of some kind. And they do a lot of different stories, but I think the one that's out at the moment is about a Hawaiian...
It's called The Girlfriend That Didn't Exist, right?
The Girlfriend That Didn't Exist. Yeah. It was just basically catfished. And I don't think the girlfriend necessarily was that sorry about things.
It's Manti Te'o, he was a really good NFL player.
And testament to losing a bit of weight in the face and getting a nice haircut, it does a world of good.
He played for Notre Dame, which is my American family's college team.
Ah, they were shit, but then he joined and they were good again.
They are sometimes pretty good. Mm. It kind of ebbs and flows.
It's astonishing. I know we've said it before, but it is astonishing to see how big those goddamn stadiums are for college football.
Oh, mate.
And how he had the choice in the last year to return for senior year or just fuck off to the NFL.
For what big a choice. Money.
Yeah, wild, isn't it?
It's Mission Stadium in Ann Arbor, the big house, is one of the bigger ones, isn't it? That holds 107,000 people.
You just don't think that's Glastonbury. That was Glastonbury 20 years ago.
Yeah. Glastonbury's a funny one, isn't it? Because...
not in a stadium.
No.
The facilities might
would
be better.
People still go?
Yes.
If it was in Michigan.
It's Michigan Glastonbury, everyone.
Yeah. I want to go and watch the interpretive theatre. Well, you fucking can't. Have another hot dog and watch some men hitting each other. Yeah. So what were we talking about? Oh, yeah. So was it good? I've not seen it. Is it decent?
It is very good. It's very interesting how someone... It's kind of sad because a man who just felt such loneliness at what should have been the most satisfying, gratifying part of his career, moving from college football to the NFL, just found it very hard to get started because he had this kind of secret that he was only trying to figure out himself, who he'd been kind of taken advantage of by another person from Hawaii, and I just didn't think the way that she spoke. She's transgender, so all of the people in the show didn't know at the time that she had transitioned.
All right.
So it was very much he did this, he did that. But she seemed like she sort of spoke about her. What she did as more of like her journey and sort of like, this is how, this is the things I learned about the things I did. And it seemed to really affect him and the whole hoo-ha really did not seem to affect her quite so much. He seemed absolutely, his world crumbled.
But she catfished him.
Yes, she catfished him. She pretended to be, she'd take pictures from a girl from Florida, a Hawaiian, I think, who'd moved, and she didn't seem quite as
he's still really affected by it.
I think so. Yeah, it's, you really can sad. See he's yeah the thing he had to go through.
Why is she not being held accountable then?
Well, I think she was held accountable. Oh, right. It was quite a long time ago. It was 10 years ago, wasn't it?
Right. Okay,
but yeah. She moved to somewhere in Polynesia or something. I don't know. She went to Tonga, I think. I don't know. She went somewhere. Yeah. She seems to be quite content with her life and the way she talks about what she did is just very much. And then I did this, and I'm not proud of it, but I learned quite a lot of lessons about myself. And I'm like, yeah. It's pretty rough stuff, isn't it?
Yeah.
You killed a woman twice, something
right.
like that.
That is so. There's a podcast series. I've not seen it. I will watch it. I saw it come up on my algorithm.
It's very Sweet Bobby-ish. It's very.
Well, I was
going to
say
like,
Sweet Bobby's a credible story, really.
It's just if you want something
from
to
our rival
true.
Company, let's be honest, Tortoise Media.
It's more just kind of. You know when you start to see people sort of. I didn't get the feeling that like he was massively taken advantage of. I just thought, oh god, kids just don't have any sort of relationships, do they? They just like.
Right.
Good morning, darling. I love you. Bye. They don't talk right. about anything. It's like, oh, kids have the shittiest relationships. There's nothing happening.
When we were kids, when I was a kid, I was too scared to talk to any girls.
Mm. So, well, if you're in a relationship with them, though, presumably you would.
I wasn't in a relationship when I was a kid. I had my first girlfriend until I was about, I don't know. Yeah, maybe. Mm. But not really anything that you would... identify as a girlfriend
I would have like nightly conversations with a lass in particular.
A wee lass.
And she...
Nightly conversations?
Yeah, proper...
What kind of platform?
The phone. The stair phone. The phone on the stairs.
What was her name? Just give
Ma'am,
her first
can you put
name.
The phone down, please?
Give us her first name.
Gemma.
Gemma, so would you call up and ask to speak to Gemma and her dad would answer sometime?
I believe so. It's mortifying.
Kids don't understand
Absolutely
the struggle, do they?
Mortifying.
They don't understand the struggle.
Exactly. Try sexting with that.
First of all,
I've got my willy out.
Don't take this there. You're talking to Gemma, but you're just talking about general things.
General things. General things.
Like what?
Just friends, the TV show Friends, etc.
Yeah.
But we never.
Were you dating?
Yeah, kind of, but then...
Did you ask her to be your girlfriend?
Never kissed her. So
did you ask her to be your girlfriend?
I was fucking scared. Yes, I did.
And she said yes?
Yeah.
That gives you the green light to arrange a kissing encounter, doesn't
it? I know. And she tried to arrange a couple, but I just was absolutely scared.
Too scared. And your asthma, obviously.
I might get too excited and have, attack.
I can't breathe through my nose, so... What
are you doing to me?
What movie?
What are you doing to me? What is this?
What movie?
Can we not use our hands?
What movie did you go see at the cinema?
Oh, I don't know. I can't remember. Too busy getting frightened about the the sexual tension in the air, clearly.
But for you, it wasn't sexual tension, it was just tension.
No, it was me.
Yes.
It's just
I had the same,
angina-level tension.
I had the same thing. He said angina then. I had the same issue. I think I started, sort of quote-unquote, dating a girl in like year seven, and I would ride my bike around to her house. But I think she had like an older brother, and his mates would always be around there, and they'd always like tease me and stuff.
Well, like sort of going...
Yeah, I think you're
hot stuffed here.
Yeah, that kind of stuff. Yeah. All I wanted to do was play that Super Mario Brothers on the Nintendo.
Yeah,
with her.
Right. Okay. She could be Luigi.
Yeah.
Would you say she was your Princess Peach?
I think I probably thought that at the time.
And very much getting past the boys, her big brother would presumably Bowser's. Be like Bowser's little Bowser's are running around.
Oh, Mario, you're all right. I've got five Bowser's in the living room downstairs.
Got one of those big bullets.
Yeah.
Follow me around the house.
Yeah. Look, stop eating the flowers. You're not going to be able to throw fireballs. And then I remember going on holiday with my parents and spending the whole holiday stressing about what I was going to buy her.
Right.
As a present.
Oh, that is stressful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then... I think it just fizzled out.
Still lighter.
I think, yeah. I was only about 11.
Ninja star.
I think I had my 11th birthday while I was on holiday. Right. Anyway, but I wanted to go out with her friend.
Right,
who was my kind of girlfriend, quote girlfriend at junior school?
Okay, yeah,
cool. Who I had a bit of a thing for all through school, really. Mm. And because obviously those of you who are listening overseas at that time in this country, we'd leave school at 16.
Yeah,
so up until kind of 15, 16, I was kind of into this other girl, but she was really into boys in the year
Luke
above.
Was 22.
Yeah, and I repeated 6 years, so I was 22. Yeah.
And, oh,
that was a good noise.
Wow.
Yeah. That was a sriracha noise.
Yeah,
that was,
and, is the tuna coming back?
Anyway, but the guy she was into, I think he's in a bad way these days.
All right.
I don't know what she's doing. But anyway, I'm over it.
1-0 mower.
It's fine.
1-0 mower.
It's fine.
He's in a bad way this time.
Have I had the last laugh? Yes, I have. I've got a bloody lovely wife now. So I'm fine.
Good, fine. Stop talking about
that. What were we talking about? Catfishing. So catfishing.
Becoming an NFL star. Lukey Moore, right? You always complain about when things go wrong in the studio, but I always watch you winding the bloody wires in a really tight way.
It was stress from doing a show with you. I never thought you were bending them.
And I'm like, well, that's why they break, Lukey. Yeah.
Do they break?
Yes. They've broken before. I had to buy new ones.
Okay.
Just put expenses in. Exorbitant amounts of money.
I heard what the expenses were, and I am pleased I was sitting down for that. Goodness me.
I know. I know. That's out of my pocket. God damn it.
What are you doing to yourself?
What do you mean?
You must be skint.
I am. That's why I put my expenses in. I was like, shit, I've got no money.
Is that why you're staying up all night with the dog?
I am tired today. The dog wasn't well. So I basically got to sit in the front room and let the back door open to let the dog in and out, sort of thing. So basically there's someone standing guard in case a naughty boy comes in.
A bigger boy
comes in at 3 o'clock in the morning. So
Is it that kind of area?
No, it's not, but I mean, opportunists will just see
it. Get a dog flap,
door.
Surely.
Can you do that?
You're talking about Buckley?
Yeah, Buckley.
You fit for a cat flap. You get different size flaps.
I guess so. Different sized flaps.
You do.
Right. Okay.
And I think if you're staying up all night with him, I think you've earned the right to call him your dog as well.
Yeah, okay. That is fair, actually. And I'm only up because the dog I've accessed.
Yeah, you put the shift in now.
Yeah, no.
Sooner or later, that dog's going to turn around and go, will you legally adopt me?
Will you legally adopt me, Dad? Absolutely.
Social media
tears,
videos,
But so I'm retired and.
Do you think your dog wishes you would go away to war?
What? Seem to have a bit of peace.
Like those videos when the bloke comes back from war and he sees his dog again.
Yeah, I love those.
Would you do a war
just to come back and have that reaction? Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's over quite quickly because dogs can't remember stuff. So they're just like, yeah, this is brilliant.
Yeah, I'm pleased you're back, but that's as far as it goes.
I'm still going to do a sick at 3 o'clock in the morning, though.
Does he do a sick at 3 o'clock in the morning?
He just sometimes does a sick.
Can he not get any, treatment?
What?
You're not getting any kind of medication?
We've tried loads of stuff. I've given him some of me Malax, some antacids.
But he's not uncomfortable with stuff, is he?
No, but he will just do stupid stuff like eat bread that he finds. And it's like...
Well, why is he finding bread? It's your responsibility.
I know, I try and drag him away, but he finds it every time. He had a full slice of bloody toast off my plate yesterday by accident. He's like, ow.
By accident?
He knew I was hungover, and he took it off my plate. And because he knew... I was too tight to chase after him and get it out of his mouth.
Sit up at the table. Eat at the table.
I was sitting at the table.
Have you got doors on your cupboards in the kitchen?
Got an outside table.
Is it like in Stafford?
That's another story. I've been DIYing all weekend.
Is it like,
well,
is it like in Stafford's flats when there's like no doors, only ropes?
Only ropes. I've got all the ropes. Good stuff. Yeah. But yeah, so everything's fine.
So you've been doing DIY in the house
DIY in the house now. Yeah.
What have you been doing?
Replaced a... Put up some solar lights in the garden.
They don't work. They're terrible.
Reattached. Yeah, some of them are. Some of them aren't. I reattached a door handle and I reattached a door and I rewired a new switch on a light.
Are you in that situation where you
didn't have a grounding wire? Had to get the father-in-law to bring around some wire because he's a sparky. I used to be.
Well, he's signing off on your work, isn't he?
Yeah, that's technically checked, isn't it?
Did he have to get him checked?
You get one of those little stickers you put on it.
Did he check it for you?
It's only a light switch. Come on.
But I think...
Come on.
How does he... What
come
I wanna
on!
Know, how does your father-in-law square the circle? He's an electrician and professional.
Yep.
He knows you.
Yeah.
Yeah, he exists in a world where you're doing electrical work.
I'll say, Frank, you've not practiced for like 20 years, so... Well, 10 years... You won't be up to date with all of the certificates. So we're both really just, you know, we're just having a go, aren't we, really, Frank?
Is it like in a Wild West movie where a new outlaw walks into town? You just got a pair of, what are they called? Bolt
crimpers.
Did I ever tell you the story about the guy? I have told this story. I apologise to our listeners, but I promise you I've not
told
this story.
A Tongan man getting electrocuted in a wall. Yeah.
That was fucking... That was one of the most insane things I've ever seen.
I literally thought of that man as I was doing,
did you really?
Doing the operation.
He got blown
yeah.
about 10 feet across the room.
Yeah.
It was... I thought... My initial thought was, what has done that?
Right.
I knew he'd electrocute himself.
Yeah.
But I never knew the reaction would be like that. I thought it would just be like a...
Yeah.
Like on the cartoon.
I think it's just your...
It was a bang.
I think it's your muscles, isn't it? It's not like an explosion. It's just your muscles all contract at the same time, which obviously it's like jumping. Like,
it's crazy.
It's like jumping in the air,
isn't
it?
You know, they say that people who are drowning in real life, they don't wave. Right. Okay. They're just like that.
Right. Okay. Because they're tired.
So it's quite hard
That's grim, isn't it?
It's quite hard to... So it's quite hard to notice they're drowning.
Okay,
they're not doing anything.
Yeah.
So they might just be relaxing or whatever. And people think they're waving.
Right.
Hence the saying, is that person waving or drowning?
Right.
It's kind of the electrocution, how it played out in my mind was different to what I was expecting.
Yeah. Well, I knew that because obviously, so I needed a grounding wire and I didn't have any spare wire kicking around. So I said, Frank, can you give us some wire? And he's like, you're fine.
Ask you what it was for?
Well, I installed. Yeah, so it's a light switch, and he's like, "Oh, Jesus Christ!" He probably says in his mind, and I wired it up, and after I went, Frank, so that grounding wire, it's basically to take the electricity back down to the ground rather than through you. I was just basically asking what a grounding wire was for. He must have thought, "Oh shit!"
So, what did you do with the grounding wire?
Well, it originally had a, what do you call it? Like a fader or a...
Dimmer switch.
Dimmer switch. It had one installed, but it was an old one that can't play with LEDs properly, so it's kind of flickers on.
Oh, yeah,
rubbish,
that's annoying, that, yeah.
So I had to connect, but this one was metal on the front, so you've got to ground it to the grounding wire as well as the back, you know, the like, little back sockety bit.
Yeah.
Everything has to be grounded.
Did it work?
I'm still here, aren't I?
And are you staying grounded after your success?
I'm staying grounded after my success. Yeah, exactly.
Got both feet on the floor? You will get electrocuted.
Exactly.
Is that why birds can sit on little power lines then?
What? Because they're not touching the floor? I guess so. And also, they're not very heavy, are they? So, probably wouldn't.
I don't think that counts. Does it?
I don't know. No, because if you grab an electrical wire, you'd be in all kinds of trouble. Yeah, no, I think they're too small for it to affect it. I think.
Surely it would affect them more.
Is that stuff covered? Is that wire like coated?
All I know is you just don't fly a kite near it.
Yeah.
Because that video we watched when we were kids.
Yeah. Maybe they're not coated then. Presumably that's why.
We're going to be inundated with emails of people who actually know stuff. Let's have a break. When we come back, we're going to go through your latest three submissions of battery brands to see if we can enter some new players into the game. You know, believe it or not, and you need to believe it because it's true, we're still finding them. See you in a minute.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember.
Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
Actually, I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would say something like that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.
I want to believe. This is the Mulder and Scully of the podcast world. Pete Donaldson and Luke Moore.
I'm Mulder because I love UFOs. And you don't believe in
I'm
them.
I'm fucking sexy. And I'm just endlessly sexy. I've just looked at the battery. Gross. Hello, Luke and Pete. I'm Joseph, a first-time emailer, long-time listener. It is with great honour that I present to you a battery which I believe must be a new player. I found it in a remote while digging up the garden. Don't ask how it got there or why I was digging up the garden. I promise I'm not a murderer. I present AAA Micro Power, and it's in an old battery pack that is... It's seen better days, hasn't it? It's absolutely
it's
honking.
It's leaked, isn't it?
Yeah.
Micro Power, I'm afraid to say to you, Joseph, is not a new player. The first one was sent in by John. John Kennedy.
John Kennedy.
JFK.
Who got the remedy?
He got the remedy on the 19th of May, 2018.
Hello,
is that your impression of John Kennedy, the new music guy on XFM?
Hello, everyone.
Nice man, though.
He's
a nice man, isn't he?
He's a lovely bloke. Yeah. There is a documentary about XFM coming out, I believe.
Oh, you're in it, are you?
No.
They didn't ask you to be a talking head?
First couple of years, so obviously they just deal with Gervais and Merchant and stuff. And
they just want the main ones, do they?
Yeah.
It's a shame.
Gervais didn't want to do the interview with his old boss, because his old boss has... It's difficult to work with sometimes.
Who is he?
No, I'm not going to get
into it.
For legal reasons.
Tell me later.
I'll tell you later.
Yeah, okay, fine.
Yeah. Evening, Luke and our Pete. Nick has got in touch. Hope this email finds you well. I recently bought a cheap kitchen timer. You're a cheap kitchen timer, mate. And its first act was to check the batteries. Hope this is a new player, as I don't recall hearing them before. K Rector. Welcome to the party, Rector. Extra heavy duty. Extra heavy duty.
It's a new plan, Nick. Congratulations to you.
Nick from Stockport. He's done us a solid and he's come up from batteries with you.
Javon.
Hello there. I recently changed the batteries. In my scales in the bathroom when I came across a potential new player. I've only been listening for just under a year, so apologies if they've been submitted before. Don't worry about that, Javon. We've got Dragonhawk Super.
Dragonhawk. Another new player.
Really?
Yeah. 2 out of 3, baby.
Wow, wonderful.
Dragonhawk. It sounds like you know, you sit around with your mates having a smoke. Someone goes, I'm starting a business.
What's
it going to do? Oh, we'll start a business that sells grinders and pipes and bongs. It's called Dragonhawk. And it's going to have dragons all over the walls.
Yeah. It sounds like the Far Cry DLC, Blood Dragon. Blood Dragon.
Dragonhawk are a new player. That's 2 out of 3 this week, baby.
It's lovely.
2 out of 3. Ooh, right, Peter. Right. Okay. I've got something for you.
Yes, please.
So we talked a bit about, back in the day, about crimes. We're just talking about crimes.
Okay.
And then we talked about how, I think you mentioned something around, oh, that's not a crime, or you can't do this.
This is a crime.
Yeah. And
take stop off.
And so I said, it'd be great if a police officer listening to this could do Pete a crime and punishment or crime and law and order quiz to see how much Pete does actually know about, you know, the law of the land.
Yes. Okay.
So
nice.
Hello to you, PC Gordon.
Hello, PC Gordon.
Emailed in. Saying don't allow Pete to read this as it'll ruin the game.
So I was confused because it just said PC Gordon there.
Yeah.
And then it went on to another email. I was like, what's happened here?
I've got the details. He says, after returning from a fantastic time at the Commonwealth Games in Birmingham, I have finally managed to listen to the podcast to find that you read out my battery brand email, which brought up a few questions and queries, as I've said. Rather than answering the questions, I thought I would be more entertained to play a theoretical game and throw some of the questions back at Pete, allowing him to answer and then reveal whether he's correct. I've added a few light-hearted police trivia questions based on what was asked and discussed when you read out my email previously.
This is the sort of content we should be caught up with. It's fantastic that he's done that.
He's doing it for us.
Thank you.
So PC Gordon would like to add a disclaimer saying the questions and answers are based on a police force that is based in the Northwest.
Right.
And may not apply to all forces across England and Wales, but for the particular police service that PC Gordon's a part of, these are correct.
So these are all going to be crimes about, I don't know, scousers and, I don't know, don't pick cockles there. What do people do in the Northwest?
I'm not going to answer that. Because I don't know where you're going with it. Mainly related to you.
Right, okay.
So there's only, I think there's 5 questions.
There's lots of signs in Chinese telling people not to pick cockles where we are.
Yeah, that's Morecambe Bay. Oh, it's Leon C.
Interesting.
Okay, so the first one's a little one, easy one to ease you in. Okay. Yep. Question 1. Do police officers still refer to themselves and other police officers as, quote, bobbies?
Yeah, because it's the Peel, isn't it? Old Bobby Peel.
All right, where's the button? Here we go. Yes, correct. Good. Bobbies are still referred to by police officers.
Not a noise I've heard in Luke's game.
No, exactly.
Enjoyable.
Question 2. Can a hot air balloon be removed by police for landing on farmland and causing an obstruction, preventing the farmer from being able to farm their land?
I'm going to say yes in this one, because you're stopping him from utilising his land. What? You can't.
A police officer cannot, because the vehicle is on private land and not a public highway.
Oh, that's it. Of course.
Police do not have the power to seize the vehicle for causing an obstruction on private land. It will be on the owner of the land to arrange and pay for the removal of the vehicle from within it. I guess the exception to that would be if there was like probable cause or a warrant or something like that.
Or he squished someone.
So that's wrong. Question 3. Is it a crime to trespass into someone's loft and accidentally put your foot through the ceiling?
I've earned my ding. I think it's a yes. I think it is.
Well, you're kind of yes, and because it depends on what you do after you've done it. If you tell the owner of the damage afterwards and explain it was an accident, it's not a crime.
Right.
If you do it and then do not tell the owner, it's a crime because the person who's caused the damage and neglect to tell the owner of the damage, then it may be considered criminal damage due to recklessness,
right,
unless the person who caused it can prove they went to reasonable lengths to tell the owner but was unable to for any reason.
Put it on a podcast, mate. Don't worry about it.
However, a peak can relax, apparently, according to PC Gordon, knowing that a crime for criminal damage can only be confirmed by a victim of the damage and everything otherwise is considered hearsay.
So I think
you're okay anyway.
Yeah.
Here we go. Question number four.
I like learning that my crimes are actually crimes.
Yeah.
It's nice.
Would he change his ways? Tune in next week to find out. Question four. You've parked on someone's property in your car.
Yeah.
The owner has clamped your car, stopping you from getting your lawfully owned car.
Mm.
You break the wheel clamp in order to be able to take your property back and drive off in your car. Yeah. Is breaking the wheel clamp to retrieve your own property from someone else's land a crime for criminal damage?
Yeah, because it's private land. Like, that's just between you and the owner. So, like, you can't clamp someone's shit.
No, are you breaking the law?
Oh,
for
taking
the clamp
boot off.
Yeah,
no. Get the saw out.
Section 5 of the Criminal Damage Act 1971 states, without lawful excuse, a motorist who damages a wheel clamp to free his car, having parked on another's property, knowing the risk of being clamped, does not have a lawful excuse under that act. Your final question is question 5. The hit movie Hot Fuzz is a running joke that when a police officer makes a mistake, it results in a cake fine. Do cake fines exist in the real policing world?
What's a cake fine? What was the cake?
I make a mistake, so I buy you a cake to say sorry.
Okay. I'm going to say yes. I reckon they do. There we go.
Small and silly mistakes do result in cake fines in the police service. Donuts are also acceptable.
That's like
for example,
a football club, isn't it?
Yeah.
A football team.
Little football fines, they're monetary, aren't they? Damaging a police vehicle or accidentally handcuffing your colleague to the offender while wrestling with him on the floor can result in a cake fine. There we go. And PC Gordon puts a little thing at the end saying, all serious errors made by police officers that affect the public are, of course, automatically referred to the Professional Standards Branch and Independent Office for Police Conduct.
And they get a big wedding cake.
Oh, no, you get a big cake.
Sorry.
You get a big
cake. Wedding cake.
I can't remember how well you did there, Pete. I suspect it was not very well.
No.
But we at least know you live the life you purport to live and you run roughshod over all society's laws, and rightly so, I think.
I wouldn't know how to get a boot off a car, to be fair. So I would never commit that atrocity, but the rest of them, I'm very much in the dock for that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You haven't landed a hot air balloon on someone's land, though, have you?
Well, I have, but I wasn't in charge of it.
Could you get a good hot air balloon off eBay, do you reckon?
Oh, no, you get a bad one. See how well that one flies. I guess if you've got a bad balloon, you know almost immediately that it's not a good one.
Yeah.
That's
why I thought it was weird that we said before when people try and shoot them.
Because
if you don't want it on your land, don't shoot it.
It's going
to... Because the air's going to come out of it and it's going to land. So you want, if anything, you want to set a fire.
Yeah. Fantastic stuff. Well, PC Gordon, thank you very much for that little... What the hell is that in my pocket?
What is that? It's an umbrella cover.
A big red umbrella cover.
I've never seen you with an umbrella. Fuck you now.
Well, you see me with an umbrella.
All right,
now,
we'll be back on Monday for more of this. Happy September, everyone. It is indeed September now, so autumn is on its way. And if you're a fan of autumn like I am, in fact, you should be a fan of autumn, I think.
Autumn days when the grass is jeweled and the silken side a chestnut shell. Jet planes meeting in the air to be refueled. All these things I love so well.
There we go.
There we go.
See you Monday.
Ta-ta.
Luke and Pete Show is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
I
you find that?
I can't even remember.
Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
Actually, I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would think of that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.